Okay, good evening, everyone. We are going to continue with the halachos of Hadlakas Neiros. We discussed until now the reasons for Hadlakas Neiros, the place where we light Hadlakas Neiros, and we spoke about certain situations. If people are away for Shabbos, or they're eating out for Shabbos, or if they're away by another family, or away by a hotel, camp, seminary, yeshiva bachram, very important halachos that people need to know. Tonight we are going to discuss with what do we light the candles. And it's kosher to light the Shabbos candles really with oil, with wax, with a yahrzeit licht, with tea lights, some say kerosene and gas, but it's not kosher. So those really, we'll see what's the best to use, but those all are kosher. It's not kosher to light with a Havdalah candle, because that's a torch, and those are two candles together. The halachas of Havdalah are also important to know in regards to women. There's a big difference between men and women in regards to Havdalah, but a Havdalah candle cannot be used for the Friday night licht. Also, preferably not with Hanukkah candles, we'll see, because those don't light long enough. Those, you know, small, thin Hanukkah candles in the box, that preferably should not be used. But what's the best to use? Of all the items that we said are kosher to use for Hadlakas Neiros Friday night, what's the best one? So the Tur says to use a ner yafa. He says, yeah, he's zoyer lasa is ner yafa. You should be careful to make sure that you have a ner yafa, which is optional. Now, yafa, as I'm sure many of you know, the translation of the word yafa means beautiful. But what this really refers to is a flame that is clear and bright and reliable and smooth and sturdy flame. A flame that doesn't flicker. It's reliable, not necessarily pretty in regards to what someone would really call pretty, but it means that it's reliable, a sturdy flame that doesn't flicker. And when the Gemara says in Ner Yafa, the Gemara in Chav Gimel Mabez in Shabbos says that that's referring to Shemen Zayas, to olive oil, because the olive oil, it's pulled through the wick the most easily from all the other oils, and therefore the candle will not flicker. Now, by Hanukkah candles, it's preferred to have Shemen Zayis also, to have olive oil, but that is for a totally different reason. We shouldn't get confused with that. That's for a totally different reason, because that's what the miracle of the candles that lit for 8 days as opposed to only one day, that happened with olive oil, so that's why it's preferred to have olive oil by Hanukkah candles. But Friday night, it is also preferred, so says the Tur, to have oil, because that doesn't flicker. So the truth is that back then, wax was not so good. But nowadays, the Paiskim say that our wax candles are just as good, whether it's tea lights or whether it's you buy those, you know, the box of 72 candles that you put in a little glass cup. Those are really also reliable, they're sturdy, they don't flicker, and therefore many, many people, myself included, people use wax or those other items because they say that nowadays that is also considered a ner yafa. However, some do prefer to use oil because, after all, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon, they all say to use oil. But wax is also a ner yafa, but there are definitely those that prefer to use oil because, after all, that is what the Gemara tells us to do. One idea, which I know somebody does, stam, if you're interested, nothing to do with halacha, that, you know, people who use oil, so they don't necessarily fill up the whole cup with oil, they put water first, and the water ends up on the bottom, and the oil is on top. So what I know one person who does sometimes is she takes a drip of food coloring, and whether it's red food coloring or green food coloring or blue food coloring, just one drip into each of the waters, and then she puts in the oil, and then she has like matching napkins to the blue water or to the red water with matching napkins if she wants to use fancy plastic or paper. That's just an idea. I figured I would tell you that, but obviously that has nothing to do with halacha. It's also kosher, like we said, to use tea lights or yahrzeit licht if those other items are not possible. Preferably, these candles should be lit until the meal ends, but for sure, at least until the meal starts. There's different types. First of all, as far as oil, it depends how much oil you put into the cup. As far as the candles, it'll depend what types of candles you buy. preferably to light the entire time that the meal takes place, but for sure until the meal starts. If a family makes early Shabbos and you have candles by the meal, but it goes out before it turns dark, then b'di'evad we say that that is okay because at least you had it during the meal. But again, preferably it should be lit until all the way till it's dark, but at least the main thing is to have it by the meal. It's also okay if you use neiros for preparing the food. We even mentioned that from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that if he had a guest, so the guest would light in the dining room and his Rebbetzin would light in the kitchen, at least somewhere that has some type of connection to food, even if you eat somewhere else or in the sukkah or inside the house. But the second best would be to light the candles in an area where the food is being prepared. If somehow the candles went out too early, we said they should be preferably, you know, throughout the whole meal, but if by mistake, let's say somebody knocked into it or wind blew or for whatever reason something happened that the candles went out too early, then as long as there was some benefit, there was the Shalom Bayis aspect, that there was some beneficial light, or if there was some Kavod Shabbos that you had the candles a little bit by the meal, then we say that is okay b'di'evad. Of course, a person needs to know if it's already sunset, then you can't go ahead and fix the candles and light them again. It's already Shkia, and perhaps Shabbos has started. But if it's before Shkia, then perhaps you could fix it. Maybe somebody else could fix it. It wasn't Makabel Shabbos, but we'll discuss Be'ez Hashem in the future. As far as the acceptance of Shabbos, when does that come exactly? But those are important halachas to know, just as far as how long the candles are. In yesterday's Haftarah, yesterday we learned Parshas Bamidbar, and last night on Matzah Shabbos we mentioned one nice idea from the Haftarah that is from Hosea Perek Beis. So another idea that we find in the Haftarah of yesterday's Parsha in Hosea Perek Beis is that the Pasuk says over there, Ein Ish Matzilenu Miyodi, which means that Hashem is saying that when Klal Yisrael did Averos, that there's nobody to save them. Matzilenu Hatzala means to save, so there's no person that can save Klal Yisrael from my hands when they are doing Averos. And the Gemara in Shabbos has a very interesting discussion of the concept of Tama Sechus Avos, that the Sechus Avos, the merits that we have from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our Avos, Tama, perhaps that has been completed, that has ended, and it's all used up. And the Gemara discusses, is there such a concept? And if yes, when exactly does it end the Sechus Avos? And one of the opinions in the Gemara is from this time of Hosea, and it brings this pasuk that Ein Ish Matzilenu Miyodi means that the Aves can't help us anymore. At that point already, way back then, from the times of Hosea, that's it. The schusim of our Aves has been used up, and we can't rely on them anymore. A very interesting concept, and as you can imagine, the commentaries, the Mefarshim over there, talk about it at length, what that means exactly. And one pshat that I saw, because it's interesting, we always daven in the schus of the Avos, we always mention the Avos, and the Mefarshim tell us that it's in order to bring up the schus Avos in front of Hashem. The Michtav Melio, Rabbi Leo Dessler, he says in the beginning of Chelek Aleph, he says a very interesting pshat. He says, I don't think this is the Pashup pshat, but he says a very interesting pshat. He says that the schus Avos is not like we have schus Avos in a jar that ends up being used up. You know, we use it again and again and ends up being used up. He says that's not really what it means. What it means is in each and every person has to try to emulate the Avos. Chazal tell us, that person needs to tell himself, each and every person has to feel as if they are trying to emulate the Avos. Now, we will never be on the level of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They were Nevi'im, they spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, we're never going to be actually on their level. But to fulfill our potential, to be on the road, at least, to fulfill and to be like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but at least to emulate them, to try to be like them. The Manchester Rosh Yeshiva used to say that, you know, he lived in Manchester, and he used to say a mashal that if someone is on the train on the way to London, from Manchester to London, so he said, you can ask the conductor, when are we going to get to London? Because it makes sense to ask that question, because you're on the train going to London. But he says, but if somebody is sitting in their house, it doesn't make sense to ask somebody, oh, when are we getting to London? You're not going anywhere. You're just sitting at home. You're not even on the road. You're not even on the path. You're not even on the way. How can you ask when you're going to get there? So he said that's what it means, that when we should ask ourselves, when are we going to reach the level of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? It doesn't necessarily mean we're actually going to reach it, but we have to be on the path, and we have to try to emulate them. And once again, as we approach the Yom Tov of Shavuos, you know, we say that Hashem separates us from the nations and gave us the Torah. That is something that, of course, the other nations, the Goyim, they have no connection to. They don't have any Schus Avos, they have no Yichus, they have nothing to look back on, to be proud of, and they don't have any connection to the previous generations. They feel the younger you are, the more advanced you are, the more technologically advanced, and the more chashuv you are. We understand that the further we go back, closer to Har Sinai, and then closer, even further to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that is what makes us honorable and more special, and that we are a nation of kings. That's because we come from Avraham Avinu to try to emulate the Avos, and then Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to have the Schus Avos to give us Shefa, Bracha, and Atzlacha in all of our lives. Okay, everybody should have a good night.